我想一方面因为我还是继续那个创世纪的故事讲下去。
So today I'd like to continue to share on the story of the new Genesis.
但是呢 我们可以翻到37和38章，因为可能有些人不太熟悉。
So let's take a look at chapter 37 and 38. Some of you might not be familiar with these chapters.
你就可以跟着看一下。
And so therefore you could follow along.
因为我不会每个细节都讲的。
So because I won't be talking about every single detail.
但是我们有一个心在神的面前彼此代祷，而且求主向我们说话。
And but when we have this heart before the Lord to pray for one another and pray for Him to speak to us.
因为只要听到他一句话，我们就够用。
For even if it's just one word that we hear, it is enough.
今天我这个题目很长。
So today the title of this message is very long.
我想了半天，本来只有犹大，约瑟跟犹大。
So I thought about it for quite a long time. Originally, it only had the title of Joseph and Judah.
后来我想，没有写出这个到底是什么含义，因为我这次在准备这37章一直到50章的时候，我就发现是一个很长的事情。
And so, but then that title doesn't really mean, that doesn't convey much message, because as I was preparing these few chapters from 37 to 51, I discovered this is a very long, long chapter. These are long chapters.
主若许可的话，我们要需要用三次来分享，两次的话就太长了。
And if God willing, that we need to share this in three different messages, because if it's, we separate into two, each message would be too long.
但是如果我不把这个重点摆在题目上的话呢，你们听了半天，可能尤其第一次，就因为才开始就失去重点，不知道我在讲什么。
But if I don't put the emphasis on the into the title, then maybe you'll be listening to message and you don't know what the message is about, what the central message is.
所以三十七、三十八一直到五十章呢，主要的重点人物就是约瑟和犹大。
And so from chapter 37 to 50, the main characters are Joseph and Judah.
我以前一直以为就是约瑟。
And in the beginning, I thought it was just.Of all about Joseph.
但是我仔细的去思想去看的时候，我就发现犹大也是一个重点。
But then when I learn about this more and think about this more, I realize that Judah is also a very important person.
因为一个人约瑟是得到长子的名分。
So one person Joseph is someone who received the right of the firstborn.
但是犹大呢，是最后长成为领袖的人。
But yet Judah is someone who eventually grown into a leader.
所以你看见在雅各的十二个儿子中间，这两个人是等于是做带领的人。
So if you look at the 12 sons of Jacob, these two represent the leaders among them.
我记得在新约里，主耶稣差遣使徒出去的时候，都是两个两个。
So I remember in the New Testament that when our Lord Jesus sent forth his disciples, he always sent them out in pairs.
因为我后来发现一个人真的是不完全。
I later discovered truly indeed that one person is incomplete.
因为你可以做这个，你就不能做那个。
Because if you could do this, then you can't do the other stuff.
那么通常神就给我们看见，他是比我们一个人大的太多，起码两个人，他就可以这个人做这个，那个人做那个，这么加起来就是一个 unit.
And oftentimes you see that God is too great for just only one single person. So when He sent us forth to do His work, He'll probably have one person doing this and then the other person doing something else. And so combined, when these two people work together, then they show forth God and that they work as a one unit.
所以你就看见在创世纪亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这三个人之后呢，就是记载主要集中在约瑟的身上，然后再加上犹大。
And so in the Bible, you see that after recording about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then afterwards, they start recording about Joseph and also Judah.
因为犹大在圣经里也是个很重要的人物嘛。
Because Judah is also a very important person in the Bible.
大卫王和主耶稣都是属于犹大支派的。
So because King David and Jesus himself, it also belongs to the tribe of Judah.
你看见约瑟这个人一个他是圣经上没有记载他有任何过错的。
So Joseph, if you read carefully, you discover that the Bible didn't record him as a person who has any mistakes, who has any sins.
但是犹大这个人呢，却是他犯了一个很大的错误，就是出卖自己兄弟。
But yet, Judah, if you read on, you discover that he made a great mistake. The mistake was that he sold out his own brother.
这个好像有一点回音，那个声音轰轰轰的，好像。
We might have some echo in the mic.
Yeah. 但是这个犹大呢是卖自己的兄弟。
And Judah sold out his own brother.
但是你看见后来呢，他就悔改，成为愿意为兄弟牺牲的这么一个人。
But yet, in the end, you discover that he repented and become a person who's willing to sacrifice himself for his brother.
所以你就会发现，神配的这两个人，代表，你会看见将来啊，最后的时候，雅各给他十二个孩子们的预言的时候，你就发现这两个人是突出的人。
And so it's amazing you see how God works later on. When Jacob prophesies about his 12 children, he especially emphasized about these two children.
约瑟是得到长子名分的。
So Joseph is one who received the right of the firstborn.
那个犹大呢，却是领袖。
But yet Judah is a leader.
很有意思。
So it's very interesting.
我这次发现。
So I discovered it this time.
因为常常有的人我听他们有一个人讲的时候，都是重点在约瑟，因为看起来就是这样的，犹大好像是配角，但是我后来发现，原来神是要得的这两个人。
So in the past, when I hear other people sharing on these, they always emphasize on Joseph because it seemed to be that's what it. But then I discovered that actually Judah is also important. God is using both of them.
Okay. 那么神对雅各的启示就是神的家天的门这一件事情呢，是发生在伯特利。
And so the revelation God has for Jacob is the house of God and door of heaven. The gate of heaven.
那么以色列人进占迦南以后呢，伯特利就是属约瑟支派的地业了。
And so this had happened in Bethel. So after the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan and took it over, Bethel becomes the inheritance, the lot that Joseph received.
雅各显明的经历是多在神的家。
And so Jacob's experience a lot more is on the matter of the house of God.
但是你如果看约瑟显明的经历，就比较在天的门。
And then for Joseph, his experience is more regarding the gate of heaven.
因为就是特别注重到神的掌王权。
Because most of his experience revolves around the kingship of God.
然后你看见犹大比较显明的经历也是神的家。
And then you see that Judah, a lot of his experience is about the house of God.
但是后来犹大支派的大卫王就是天的门，因为他做了君王。
But then later, King David, who came from the tribe of Judah, he had more experience with the gate of heaven.
因为这些通通都是遥指着主耶稣基督。
Because all of these are actually prophecies for our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，神的家，天的门都在他身上成就。
Because both the house of God and the gate of heaven all are being revealed through our Lord Jesus.
所以你就看见圣经在讲完前面三个亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各以后，就讲约瑟和犹大。
And so you discover in the Bible, after they finish talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they start talking about Joseph and Judah.
创世纪三十七章，雅各全家回到以撒寄居的希伯伦。
And so in Genesis chapter 37, it talks about Jacob, the whole house returned to Hebron, where Isaac was dwelling.
因为约瑟是这个雅各最爱的妻子拉结生的孩子。
And because Isaac is the son born by Abraham's, I'm sorry, born
Joseph,
by Jacob. Joseph is Jacob is born by, is raised by Jacob's favorite wife, Rachel.
Yeah. And 他是九十一岁这么老的时候才生了这个约瑟。
And he had Isaac when he was 91 years old.
Jacob.
He had Joseph when he was 91 years old.
因为他那个他七十五岁才出去去他舅舅家。
And because he went to his uncle's house when he was 75 years old.
所以这个时候，因为这是老年得子嘛，又是他爱妻的儿子，所以他又犯了他父亲以撒的错误，他就偏爱这个约瑟。
And because he had a son when he was at a very old age, and it's from his favorite wife, and so he had the same mistake as his father Isaac, which is he favored his son Joseph.
然后再加上他有两个妾，一个是毕拉，一个是西帕。这些儿子呢，常常做不太好的事情。
And then also he had two concubines, Bila and Zilpha. And so these sons usually oftentimes are up to no good.
Yeah. 那么，约瑟就变成向他父亲报告这些哥哥恶行的这么一个人。
And so Joseph become a person who would report on these deeds from his of his brothers.
因为如果我们后来看见那个三十七章十四节，那个就是约瑟被卖出世的那一次啊，那个父亲就对他说。
And so if we look at chapter 37, verse 14, where this is in the same chapter in which he was sold, when Joseph was sold, he said, his father told him that.
中文是讲说回来报信给我，就是叫他看看哥哥情况啊，什么羊群的情况，然后回来报信给我，这是父亲的告诉他的事情。
And so in the Chinese version, his father instructed him to come back and report to me the actions of your brothers.
但是达尔比达尔比的圣经，就是我发现你们如果真的想研究圣经的话，这个达尔比的圣经跟那个 NASB 的圣经是最靠近原文的圣经。你如果有这两个就蛮好的。
And if you're someone who's if you're interested in learning more about the Bible, you could look at the Darby version or the NASB version in the English Bible, because these two versions are the closest to the original meaning of the text.
这个三十七十四节，中文是说回来报信给我。
And so in chapter 37, verse 14, the Chinese version simply says, come and report back to me.
但是那个 Darby 的翻译是说你再回来报告给我，就是再报告，再向我报告 again.
But yet in the Darby version, it says, bring me word again.
所以你就晓得约瑟平常就是父亲就是从他的嘴巴里得知这些哥哥的情况。
And so from this, you understand that normally, the father would learn about the rest of his son's actions through Joseph.
所以这么一来呢，就这些哥哥本来就妒忌他，因为爸爸最爱的就是这个约瑟，现在嘛更恨他。
Yeah, so this caused his brothers, who were already were jealous of him to start with, because their father favored Joseph more, now become they even have hatred towards him.
再加上那个老大流便。他不但跟他父亲的妾毕拉同寝。
And then especially the eldest son Reuben, because he actually had a relation with his father's concubine Bila.
而且他的性情，你可以看最后父亲讲他们十二个孩子的时候，讲他的性情如水般不稳定。
And also when describing his sons, the father used the word unstable as water to describe the emotions of the elder son.
那么老二呢，西缅跟那个老三利未，他们在事件，就是在回来的路上，在事件领头，又欺骗，是又杀人。
And then the second son, Simeon, and third son, Levi, they, and in Shechem, they actually led people to lie and cheat and also kill people.
那么这个父亲就在观察，雅各观察之下，他发现约瑟呢是有是非善恶观念的，跟其他哥哥都不一样。
So upon careful observation, Jacob realized that Joseph has the ability to discern right from wrong, and so he is different from the rest of his brothers.
所以他心里面就打算立这个约瑟为长子，其实他大概是老十一了。
And so in his heart, Jacob had this mean to want to set Joseph up as the firstborn, even though by chronological order he's actually like the 11th son.
所以他就雅各就给这个约瑟做了一件彩衣。
And so Jacob made a multicolored coat for Joseph.
当时的这个习俗呢，彩衣是给长子的。
And so according to the custom at the time, the multicolored coat is for the firstborn.
这个长子是将来是领到全家，而且为全家尽祭司职责的这么一个人。
And so as a firstborn, they had the responsibility to lead the entire family and also become the priest, have priestly duties.
所以这么一做呢，他给他一件彩衣呢，那让排行老四的犹大还有其他的哥哥都感觉好像约瑟抢了他们的位置。
And because he was, Joseph was given this multicolored coat, it caused the rest of his brothers, especially also the fourth son, Judah, to feel like as if Joseph have took their position from them.
那么这个哥哥们呢，就连一句友善的话都不跟他讲了。
And so that led to the elder brothers not even speaking any word of kindness towards Joseph. And their relationship became worse over time.
那更糟糕的是呢，约瑟17岁的时候，跟他的哥哥们一起放羊的时候，有一天他做了一个梦。
And what made it even worse is that when Joseph was 17 years old and he was out shepherding with his brothers, he had a dream.
他就把那个梦很一五一十的就跟这个哥哥们讲。
And so he shared his dream with his elder brothers exactly as he saw them.
因为他是将心比心，他根本看不出哥哥对他的憎恶。
Because he didn't realize that his brothers were harboring so much hatred for him.
他这个中文有写请听，英文就是翻译成 hear, 听啊 I pray you, 就讲的话很客气，一般的客气的，客气的话。
And so, in the Darby version, it described him as asking his brother, saying, "Hear, I pray you." So, hear as in H-E-A-R, like listening. So, it's a very polite way of asking his brothers to listen to him.
他因为他的心没有恨哥哥嘛，所以他不能知道这个哥哥在恨他。
So he doesn't have any hatred in his heart for his elder brothers. So he doesn't know that his elder brothers were hating him.
Yeah, 第一个梦他就说，你们所捆的禾捆呢，围着我的禾捆下拜。
So in the first dream, he described it as saying that my grains kept upright and yours came round and went down on each before me.
这一下，这一下圣经上就第一次记载哥哥对他说的话，就说，哦，你真会做我们的王来管辖我们吗？
And so, after that, in the Bible, it's the very first time they recorded his brother's response to him, which is that they were laughing at him and joking and said that, "Shalt thou indeed reign over us?"
但是因为他实在跟他们不一样，他没有办法领会哥哥的感觉啊。过一阵，他做了第二个梦，他又老老实实的告诉这些哥哥了。
But because Joseph was so different from his elder brothers that he didn't quite understand that their feelings. So after a while, he had another dream, and then he again told them exactly as what went on in his dream.
他这次在梦里面，太阳、月亮和11个星星都来向他下拜。
And then in the second dream, he dreamt that of both the sun, the moon, and 11 stars all bow down to him.
这个再讲一次啊，那个哥哥又恨又嫉妒啊。
And so when he shared the second dream with them, it caused his elder brothers to be even more envious and also hate him even more.
甚至父亲雅各也责备他。
And to a point even that the father, Jacob, rebuked him.
他说你做的是什么梦？
And saying that, what kind of dream is this?
难道我跟你的母亲还有十一个弟兄，通通真的要向你服服，向你下拜吗？
He said, "What is this dream that you have had? Shall I and your mother and your brothers actually come to bow ourselves down before you to the ground?"
但是这个时候不要忘记哦，雅各他生命已经比以前成熟了。
But don't forget also, at this time, Jacob, his life is more mature than before.
他虽然责备，因为父亲儿子有一个 regular order 嘛，但是他却把这个约瑟的梦就放在心里。
So even though he rebuked Joseph because to his mind, his words are out of turn in terms of their father-son relationship, but yet he had kept Joseph's word in his heart.
如果你去看37章第二节到十一节，这么十节经文里面。
So if you look at Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 through 11, in these 10 verses,
那个讲到哥哥恨约瑟的有三次。
In terms of recording the brothers hating Joseph, there are three places.
对他不友善一次。
And being unfriendly to him, there's one time.
嫉妒他又有一次。
And being jealous of him, there's one time.
但是我们发现，这个约瑟还是浑然不自觉。
But yet we discover that Joseph is completely oblivious of all this.
我们可以看见那个真的，他像父亲所说的话，是他是跟其他弟兄们迥然不同的人。
And just as his father mentioned in chapter 49, verse 26, Jacob said that Joseph is someone who's distinguished among his brother.
完全不同。
So he's completely different from his brothers.
我们可以看一下这个圣经啊，我们可以来念一下，看见那个雅各最后观察约瑟，而且讲他的预言。这里面49:26。
So let's take a look at chapter 49:26, where the Jacob made his comment about Joseph.
我就念一下这个26好了。那个千里帮我念英文就可以了。Okay.你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，至极的边界，这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的顶上。
26. The blessings of your father have surpassed the blessing of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, may they be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of the one distinguished.Among his brothers.
我想我们如果还年轻，我们不太发现这件事情。但是慢慢我们年老了，我们就学到这个真的是啊，我们对别人的看法常常就是显出我们自己内心的情况而已。
So I think maybe if you're young, you might not realize this, but gain more life experience, you'll discover that how we view someone is a reflection of our own personality and what's going on inside of our own hearts.
马太7:2讲说，你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。
And in Matthew chapter 7:2 is, for the way you judge, you will be judged.
我们但是你会发现倒过来说也是一样的。
But then you discover that it's true if you go the other way.
因为我们只知道我们自己的看法跟想法。
Because we only know that how we feel and how we look at the world.
我们的世界通常就是我们就是中心，我们怎么想，我觉得别人也是这样。
So we look at the world as placing ourselves in the center of it. And so we thought that how we felt is same as how everybody else felt.
所以我们常常判断别人就是将心比心，推己及人。
And so when we judge someone, we use our own heart to place judgment on that other person.
好比如果我们是习惯说一些谎话，编造一些理由来搪塞的话呢？
And for example, if we are someone who is so used to just making up things or speaking lies,
我们就会怀疑别人在欺骗我们，我们一定会怀疑别人在欺骗。
Then we often would then suspicious of others and thinking that they might want to cheat us.
所以你就会解释别人的事情是，哦，他在骗。
And so when you look at what other people do, then you'll explain their actions by saying that that person is just lying to me, that person is cheating me.
还有的人，如果我们喜欢定别人的罪，我们喜欢判断 judge 别人啊。
And also, that, for example, if somebody who likes to judge others,
那么踩别人一脚，那自己就可以提升自己啊。
Or someone who likes to step on others so that they can raise their own position and status.
Yeah, put people down. 那我就其实就是表示自己就高一点。
Or they like to put other people down so that they may feel better themselves to boast themselves up.
那如果有一个人好心的来劝我们，是干按照他的 discern 啊，是他的discern 中文是什么？就是观察他的好意的观察啊，再来劝我们的时候呢？
And then, if you're that kind of person, and then when somebody just out of their good intention, they help to correct us, out of the discernment from us, to help to correct us.
这个不带 judging 的味道。
So this is not out of their own judgment; it's just out of their own discernment.
但是呢，如果我们是一个 judgmental 的人，我们也就会把原来不是定我们罪的善意的劝告算作那个人对我的定罪，我就大大的反弹。
But because we are so judgmental to start with, then we will treat that person's comment as if they are judging us, and we will try to fight back.
所以圣经上就说，我们怎么样论断人也怎么样被论断，其实就是看出从我们对别以为别人是怎么样的，其实就是我们自己。
And so therefore, that's why the Bible says, for the way that you judge, you will be judged. And so that is how we see other people is a reflection of our inside.
就是我们是用我们自己的想法，我们以自己为准去猜测度量别人。
So we use our own way of thinking to judge others, to think what others are thinking.
所以你如果听听你对别人批评的话，你就知道其实说不定这就是你自己。
So if you...Pay attention to the words that you use for others, then you realize that actually is a reflection of your inside.
然后我们接下去看的就是圣经告诉我们约瑟在神手里面被教育栽培的过程。
And then we keep reading that the Bible will tell us how Joseph has been disciplined by in the hands of God.
我们下面一个 PowerPoint， 哥林多前书十一章三十二节。
And then please look at the PowerPoint. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32.
我们大家一起用中文，可以读中文的念一次，然后大家一起，我相信大家 most people 都可以读英文，我们也一起把英文读一次。
And then we'll read it in Chinese first, and then we'll read it together in English afterwards.
Okay. 我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So English.When we are judged,
we are disciplined by the Lord,
so that we will not be condemned along with the world.
所以你看见啊，这个中文的惩治最接近原文 ，Darby 跟 NASB 都翻译成 discipline.
And so the Chinese is very close to the NASB and the Darby version, which uses its meaning discipline.
而且你看那个英文的时态，因为中文常常看不见时态，这个英文的时态是什么？现在时。
And so also if you look at the tense, because the Chinese version, you don't know the tense, but in the English version, you can see that it is the present tense.
下面希伯来书十二章五和六节。
And then Hebrew chapter 12, verse 5 and 6.
我们也照样中文英文轮流念。
Let's all read Chinese first and English.
我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教。又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
所以你看到这里也是都是现在式。
So also here you can see that this is also in the present tense.
所以你看见在这个把这些管教啊、惩治啊都变成 discipline， 比较正确的意思。
And so, if you read these keywords using the interpretation of discipline, then it makes sense.
当然，惩治、管教有一些好像听起来好像有点负面的味道。
Of course, the word discipline comes with this kind of negative connotation.
但是我们是都是罪人嘛啊，绝对不会合神的那个义的标准的，所以必须经过审判。
But however, we are all sinners, so that we are not up to God's standard of righteousness. So we have to go through judgment.
但是我相信神更注重是正面的开启、教育、塑造跟训练。
I think God pays even more attention to the positive enforcement, which is the it's a starting, a revealing, educating, and molding, and also training.
Yeah.而这个是主要是你知道我们圣经上看见有今世对不对还有来世 that age to come
and so in the Bible we see that we have the current time and also the age to come
越来越你就会发现神我们看的眼睛看的只是今世是不是
so what we can see with our physical eyes are things of this world and this time
但是神说有一个 that age to come
But、then God tells us that there is that age to come.
所以神为着要我们能够胜任将来那个 age 啊那个事的重任，就在今世制作我们，准备我们。
And so that's why, in order for God to prepare us for the responsibility of in the age to come, He is preparing us and disciplining us in this age.
所以其实这里面还有一个在灵里面，其实 that age.应该是会来的，在我们活在地上的时候就会来的。
And so also in the spiritual sense, I think that age to come will come while we're still on earth.
Yeah, 这对每个人来讲，这个很多层面。
And so there's many facets to it, and it's also unique for each individual.
所以你如果有一些事情不顺的事情发生的时候，你要到主的面前说：“主啊，这大概是你把我准备我进入将来那个世代的事情，求主教导我。”
And so when you encounter difficulties in your life, you should come to the Lord and pray to Him, saying, Lord, this is probably your discipline in order to prepare me for the age to come, so please help me to learn.
千万 这个苦头千万不要白吃。
So do not suffer in vain and not learn anything from the suffering.
更不要走开了，说哎呀，神也不听我祷告，怎么这个事情越来越糟，就干脆走开算了，不信了。
And most importantly, do not go away from God. And not, do not just think that, oh, this difficulty is so difficult, I can't deal with it, and God is not listening to my prayer, so I'm forsaking Him.
很多都是神的 test and trial.
So a lot of times these are God's tests and trials.
所以神才教我们要忍耐到底的就必得救。
And so that's why God teaches us to endure to the end, and we shall be saved.
好，我们再回到这个创世纪。哥哥们知道希伯伦北边大概五十里远的事件放羊的时候呢。
And so let's return back to Genesis chapter 37. So when the brothers went to Hebron, they actually went to the Shechem, which is about 50.Miles from, south north of Hebron.
Yeah, 这个父亲，这个时候你发现圣经上说以色列，因为你可以发现我们以前讲过，有的时候用雅各这个字，有的时候用以色列这个字，现在是用以色列这个名字。
And so when they were shepherding there, father Jacob, in this particular passage, they used the word Israel to describe him.
哎，他就打发约瑟去看望哥哥们和羊群是不是平安，然后再像往常一样。跟他报告一切的事情。
And then so Israel sent forth Joseph to look, take a look at his brother, how they're doing, and also how the flock is doing, and whether they're still okay. And also emphasize to him that to bring him again the word about his brothers.
所以当你看见以色列的时候，你就知道这件事情的开头就是神允许的。
And so when you talk about Israel, so they use the word Israel here,And so from this, you can tell that this is something that God allows.
但是约瑟跑到事件，却找不到他的哥哥们。
And so when Joseph went to shake him, he can't find them.
然后问了别人，人家告诉他，他们去了事件还要更北十五里左右的一个多滩。
And so when he asked around, he was told that his brother took the flock to a place that's north, 15 miles north of Shechem, to Dothan.
那么然后他就往那边走，然后就远远的看见哥哥跟羊群。
And so he went up north to chase after them, and from afar he did see his brother and the flock.
那我相信他那个时候他一定很高兴，终于找到了，是吧？
So I believe at that moment Joseph's heart must be full of joy because he finally found his brothers.
但是这些哥哥们啊，正好相反。
But his brother has the exact opposite reaction.
他们是看见一个身穿彩衣的人往他们走过来。
And so from afar they saw this person with a multicolored coat coming towards them.
本来就有妒忌的，然后就妒忌生出来这种增进，要压倒对方那个心理，就使这个讥讽仇恨的这个情绪就高涨。
And so originally they already have this heart full of jealousy and want to compete and put the other person down. And this actually, and also making the desire to this hatred to want to make fun of him, these emotions had gone even larger.
And
have gone more intense because they're in a group and that kind of they cause each other to bring out these feelings even more.
所以呢，他们就同谋要杀害他。
And so they actually were planning, scheming to kill him.
但是这个老大刘辩他就设法要阻止这件事情，因为他是老大。
But then the eldest son Reuben wanted to, he wanted to stop them because he's the eldest son.
他说不可以杀。
He said, we can't kill him.
我们把他丢到一个野地的坑里吧。
And then so they were planning to just throw him into a pit in the wilderness.
我想可能刘辩心里在想。等他们大家这个气焰平静一点，然后最后再把他带回家好了。
And then probably Reuben was thinking that they'll deal with him this way first, and then when others have left or when their anger has settled down a bit, he'll save Joseph out of the pit.
所以最后大家就剥了这个象征他告诉他哥哥们的这个彩衣啊，就把他丢在一个坑里。
And then so eventually all the brothers together, they took away Joseph's multicolored coat, which is a symbol of him being above all the other brothers, and then threw him into a pit.
多滩那个时候是中东地区和埃及的一个通商的要道。
So Dothan at the time is an important route, it's a commercial route, business route between the Middle East and Egypt.
正在这些哥哥他们的良心一点都没有不安的吃着饭的时候呢
？And just as when his brothers were eating a meal together and their conscience not being bothered a single bit.
正好有一群这个从约旦东部山区激烈来的以实玛利骆驼的商队经过。
And just like right there, there's a Ishmaelite merchant group coming from the east mountainous areas of Jordan from Galilee.
这个四哥犹大他就建议，哎呀，不如把约瑟卖了，换20 shekel银子。
And so the fourth brother, Judah suggested, why don't we just sell Joseph and then we could get 20 shekels from of silver from that.
那么这个时候刘辩一定是不在附近，不然他就不会允许这件事情。
And so I imagine probably at this time, Reuben wasn't around, otherwise he would definitely stop them.
所以在其余的人同意之下呢，这个别人也赞成，然后把他换钱啊，约瑟就开始了他人生下一个阶段的遭遇了。
And so it's under this circumstance, all the other brothers under there, all everybody so in agreement, they started, Joseph started his next stage of his life.
那么后来刘辩回到坑边的时候就发现，哇，约瑟已经不见了。
And so when Reuben returned, returned to the pit, he discovered that Joseph was gone.
这个大哥的当然责任很大，他就不知道怎么办。
And so as the eldest son, he had the greatest responsibility, so he didn't know what to do.
最后大家就决定用一个公山羊的血，就把他杀了，然后就把这个血染在这个彩衣上。
And so everyone then later agreed to kill a male goat and then to spread the blood onto the multicolored coat.
然后就把这件彩衣送回去问父亲。
And then they asked, send someone to bring this multicolored coat back to the father and asked,
说我们捡到这个衣服，看看是不是属于你的儿子呢？
And said, we found this. Please examine it to see whether it is your son's coat or not.
这个父亲被骗了。
And so the father was lied to.
他就很悲伤，就是说他就以为约瑟被野兽撕碎也吃掉了。
So he was greatly sad and he thought that Joseph were being eaten by wild animals.
他就说我必悲哀着下阴间到我儿子那里。
And so he said, surely I will go down to Sheol in the morning for my son.
这个丧爱子之痛啊，没有其他任何一个儿女可以安慰。
And so this great, great pain of losing his son, he cannot be comforted by anyone.
然后38章就看见大家看见这个那个时候这个雅各大概是108岁，他看见他这么长久的哀伤啊。
And so in beginning in chapter 38, when everyone saw that their father who's by that time he's 108 years old, he was so grieved, grief-struggen.
我相信这些哥哥们啊，慢慢的自觉良心有亏了。
So I believe that by then these brothers, their conscience started to nagging at them.
然后我也相信犹大一面自己开始感到内疚，一面也受不了其他的这些兄弟对他这个越来越责怪的眼神和言语啊。
So I personally feel that probably by that time Judah probably has become very regretful inside, and also at the same time he couldn't stand to look at his other brother's judgmental eyes towards him, and also in their language.
所以他自己就一个人跑掉了，他就离开他的兄弟和自己的家。
And so he fled. He left his brothers, and he left his own home.
他就自己一个人流浪到希伯伦西北15里远的亚杜兰城。
And so he drifted. He went to the Adullamite, which is 15 miles to the northwest of Hebron.
这个就是神为什么叫我们不要犯罪，而且亲自来拯救我们的原因之一啊。
And so that's why God. Wants us to not sin, and also he came into this world to save us.
因为人啊，因时冲动，犯了罪。
Because when we, because of our certain impulses at the time, we committed sin.
当时虽然很兴奋。
And even though at the time it may feel very excited.
但是事后啊，你一生就担当这个犯罪的苦果，心中总会有个愧疚不安的阴影。
However, after the event. You will, for the rest of your life, will be paying for the fruit of your sin. And then for the rest of your life, you will have this dark shadow in your heart.
所以犹大就只好逃避这件事，他就自己去了别的地方。
And so Judah can't do anything but to leave, to trying to get away from this.
他在亚杜兰呢娶了一个迦南的女子，而且生了三个儿子，尔、俄南和示拉。
And so in Adullamite, he took on a Canaanite woman, and they had three sons, Er, Onan, and Shelah.
然后他就替他的长子，你看很久的日子啊，为长子又娶了一个他玛。
And then many years later, he took Tamar as for his eldest son's wife as a wife.
Yeah,
Tamar.
可是呢，这个长子尔呢是。做的事情神看为是很恶的。
But however, Ur had committed things that are displeasing in the sight of God.
所以神就击杀他，他死了。
And so God took his life.
那个时候那些地方的规矩呢，丈夫死的时候如果没有儿子的话，丈夫的兄弟一定要跟他的妻子为他生子立后。
And so, according to the custom at the time, if a husband dies without leaving a son, then the husband'sbrother must lay with the husband's wife to so a widow so that he would have a son.
但是这个老二俄南他就虚应事故，他不愿意给哥哥立后。
And but then the second son Onan doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to give offspring to his brother.
那么神看他这么做也是恶，所以他也死了。
And so what he did was also displeasing in the sight of God, so God also took his life.
但是你看见哦，因为还有老三啊。
And so there's also the third son.
但是你看见这个犹大，我觉得他可能他看不出是自己儿子的错，他反而就是很疑惧他嘛哦。
So but yet Judah couldn't see that these are the fault of his sons, and so he instead started becoming suspicious of Tamar.
Yeah, 他不敢让示拉这个老三为两位哥哥立后。
So he didn't dare to have Shelah to help his brother to give offspring to his two brothers.
他就找个借口，啊，说这个老三年纪还没有成熟啊，你先回家。娘家去等消息吧。
And so he gave Tamar an excuse that, oh, the third son is still not an adult yet, so he sent her off to her own father's home.
我想犹大大概以为他玛有这个中国人讲这个克夫命啊。
So I think that maybe Judah thinks that Tamar has this it's just like a widow maker.
所以那个示拉长成以后啊，他也不敢叫他回来。
And so even when Shelah became an adult, Judah still didn't dare to ask Tamar to come back.
但是当时那个 Hittite 就是赫人的规矩，继承产业的规矩啊。
But then according to the Hittite custom at the time of inheritance,
如果兄弟不能替他生子儿子的话，那公公一定要为儿子履行这个义务。
If the brothers cannot help give an offspring, then the father-in-law has a duty to give an offspring.
但是你想犹大一定不愿意嘛。
Well, of course, Judah didn't want to do this.
那这个他玛就看出犹大的为人作风，他是知道的。
And so Tamar, she understood Judah as a person. She knows how he feels and what he's thinking.
他就想了一个办法，让这个父亲来代替儿子履行义务。
And so he came up with a plan to cause to her father-in-law to fulfill his duty for his sons.
这个时候，那个犹大的那个妻子已经死了。
And so at the time, Judah's wife had passed away.
所以这个他玛就是趁在这个这群人啊，犹大他们在剪羊毛大功完成的时候，众人欢庆甚至放荡行为的时候。
So Tamar took advantage of the time when everyone was celebrating the sheep shearing, and also it is a time when people had relaxed morals.
他就装扮成一个妓女的样子，都把脸盖起来，坐在伊拿印城门口。
And so so she pretended to be a prostitute, and she used a veil to cover up her face, and then she sat at the gate of
Enani.
So because she covered her face, Judah couldn't see her face.
他就跟他同情，就把他当妓女跟他同情。
And so he took her as a prostitute, and so he went into her.
而且这么凑巧，就那么一次，他就从犹大搬了。
And just so happened, because of that one time, she was conceived.
Yeah. 其实很多凑巧，其实根本就是神的那个安排啊。
So oftentimes we think that is oftentimes a lot of things are just so happen to be, but actually in actuality it's God's plans.
三个月以后呢，就有人告诉犹大了。And
then 3 months later, someone told Judah.
哎呀，说你这个他玛不但做了妓女，而且有了身孕了。And
they told him that Tamar not only became a prostitute, but she also was pregnant.
所以。 这个犹大想这下好，可以趁机把他拉出去烧掉，就一了百了。这个特殊命的女的就没有了。
Judah thought that this is a great opportunity. This is a great excuse to burn her, and so all his trouble would be gone.
到这个时候，他去找这个人的时候，他才发现他三个月前。 没有办法换回自己给妓女的一个当头，原来是在他玛的手里。这个就是说，这个妓女原来是他玛。And
then when he tried to find her, and he discovered that the seal and the cord that he gave to the prostitute 3 months ago and couldn't get it back is in the hands of Tamar.
Tamar. 这个他发现他玛虽然是欺骗了自己，但是他的目的是为他的儿子生子立后。
And so he discovered that even though Tamar deceived him, but yet her goal was to give his son an offspring.
因为这个生子立后就是跟那个继承产业都有关。Because
this has all to do with inheritance.
所以犹大他就终于觉悟到他自己是犯了错了。And
so Judah finally realized his own wrongdoing.
他终于承认自己还不如一个外邦的女子。And
he finally admitted that he is not as righteous as even a Gentile woman.
我相信这个就是犹大的转机。So
I think that this is a turning point for Judah.
过了这么多年内疚的日子。So
after spending so many years having this regret inside of himself,
他终于愿意面对自己的过失了。
He's finally willing to face his past, his mistakes.
除了那个出卖约瑟的事情以外,
and so in addition to selling Joseph,
他跟外邦人过同样放荡的生活,
and he lived this wanton life just like the Gentiles,
也娶外邦女子为妻,
and also took a Gentile woman as wife.
而且他不履行他的诺言, 只知道庇护自己的儿子,
and he oftentimes would go back on his own promises. All he knows how to do is just to cover for his son.
然后又嫖妓,
and he also slept with prostitutes.
然后还打算借刀杀人,
and I tried to also kill someone through other means, through someone else.
所以从以后发生的事情，我们慢慢的看见他有一个实在悔改的一个心。
And through other things, we can slowly see that Judah started to have this repentful heart.
从一个出卖人口，更糟糕是出卖兄弟的一个犯人。
And he turned from a person who would sell other human beings, who would sell his own brother.
他睡变成为兄弟中的一个领袖。
A sinner such as that, he had this metamorphosis and turned into a leader among his brothers.
而且他逐渐长成一个愿意为兄弟牺牲的领袖。
And he slowly to become a leader who is willing to die for his brothers.
看主耶稣就是我们的王，他怎么样替我们死。
And so we see that also our Lord Jesus as the King, he died for us.
所以他慢慢就变成一个光光领袖还不是领袖，是愿意为他的兄弟弟兄牺牲的一个领袖。
And so it's not enough for him being just a leader, that's not enough, but he became a leader who is willing to die for his brothers. And that is the leader that God wanted.
所以这个也很稀奇，他玛就从犹大这么一怀孕就生了一个双胞胎。
And so amazingly, Tamar gave birth to twins.
一个是法勒斯，一个是谢拉。
And one is Pharis, and the other Pharis, and the other one is Zera.
而大卫王和主耶稣都是法勒斯的后代。
And then King David and also our Lord Jesus belong to the descendant of Pharis.
所以你看见38章的重点就在犹大的身上。
And so you can see that in chapter, starting in chapter 38, the emphasis is on Judah.
我们可以大家一起翻到这个历代志上的五章。
We could all turn to First Chronicle, chapter
5. 我们可以一起念一节和二节，中英文可以一起。
And we'll read verse 1 and 2 together.
我这种圣经是503页啊。
So that's 503, page 503 in the Chinese Bible.
第五章，请以色列的长子原是流便，因他污秽了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱，他不算长子。犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也是从他而出，长子的名分却归约瑟。你看见这两个人。
So chapter 5 of First Chronicles, verse 1 through 2. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the son of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to that birthright. Though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came the leader, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph.
他这个中文的君王啊，其实这个比较正确的是 prince， 就是王子啊。
So here it talks about prince. It used the Chinese version use king, king, but then more accurately it should have been prince.
所以你就看见，在这个雅各的这个十二个孩子里面，约瑟是得了长子的名分。
And so you can see that from the 12 sons of Jacob, Joseph received the firstborn.
但是,
right of the firstborn.
但是犹大却是首领。
Yet Judah is the leader.
如果你再看那个49章8到12节的话。
If you look at chapter 49, verse 8 through 12.
这是最后他祝福的话，就是说他这个讲到犹大的时候，归必不离犹大，杖必不离他两脚之间。
And so that is in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. It says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet.
然后如果你去看历代志上28章4节的话，
And then if you look at the First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 4,
他这里讲他说这个大卫王讲的话，他说大卫王说在父的全家，神拣选他做以色列的王直到永远。
And it says that yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever.
这是大卫王，这是犹大的后代。
So this is King David, he's the descendant of Judah.
但是他说因他拣选犹大为首领，
For he has chosen Judah to be a leader.
所以你就看见这个犹大是在这个整个的神的家里面是做首领的。
And so from this you can see that Judah in the house of God, he took on the role of leader.
你看见圣经里当摩西把会幕建立好以后，
And so also you can see that in the Bible when Moses has built the tabernacle,
这个十二个支派行奉献坛的礼的时候，
And when the 12 tribes were making offerings to the altar,
第一个奉献的是犹大支派。
The very first tribe to offer is from the tribe of Judah.
你要知道的话，就是民数记七章十二节。
And it's recording in Numbers chapter 7 verse 12.
然后分配各支派在会幕四围按着军队安营的时候，第一个提到的也是犹大支派的营。
And then when it comes time to give orders out to which armies would settle at which camp, the very first one, tabernacle, would guard the tabernacle. The very first one being mentioned is again Judah's branch.
然后讲到在这个民数记讲到按着军队第一个跟云柱向前行的又是犹大营。
And also in Numbers chapter 10, the very first tribe that followed the army by following the pillar of cloud is also from the tribe of Judah.
那民数记34章, 摩西选分地的人的时候, 第一个被选的,
and then in chapter 34, when Moses started to pick and separate and decide where to give each land to which tribe, the very first one, the very first tribe being picked is again the people from. Judah, the tribe of Judah.
然后约书亚就是在这个为九个半支派分约旦河西迦南地的时候，第一个得地业的也是犹大支派，是犹大支派的加勒。
And then Joshua, for the nine and a half tribes, the divvying up the land of Canaan, it's the tribe of Judah is also the very first one to receive the land.
Yeah. 是 Caleb.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caleb.
他也是犹大支派。然后第一个研究的又是犹大支派，在约书亚记里面。
And then the first to obtain land marked out for the tribe is also from the tribe of Judah.
然后后来约书亚死了以后，神吩咐说犹大支派要首先上去攻击迦南。And
then after Joshua died, God commanded Judah's tribes to be the first to attack. The people from the land of Canaan.
可能还有别的，我还没找到啊。但是这个很清楚就讲了，犹大是代表领头的。
And so there may be other more examples, but just in these few examples, it clearly showed that the tribe of Judah is the symbol of leadership.
所以你看见这个，后来他们所罗门以后分南北两国的时候，南国就叫犹大国。
And so after King Solomon, Israel is divided into two kingdoms. And then Judah, the tribe of Judah, ruled the southern kingdom.
The
southern kingdom is called the kingdom of Judah.
犹大自己归葬在希伯伦, 这个是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各他祖坟所在的地方。
And Judah himself was buried in Hebron. That's where the same place where Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were buried.
后来这个希伯伦呢, 还有耶路撒冷, 都是在犹大的地业里。
And then later on, Hebron and also Jerusalem all belong to the land that's under the Judah's tribe's control.
然后摩西打发十二个探子去窥探迦南地的时候，两个愿意去征战占领迦南的是犹大支派的加勒和。 约瑟、以法莲支派的约书亚，就是这两个支派。
And so, in the beginning, when Moses sent forth 12 spies to spy on the land of Canaan, the first two tribes who were willing to attack the Canaanites are from are Caleb from the tribe of Judah, and then Joshua from the tribe of Joseph and Ephraim.
所以你就看见这两个支派真的是处处领头啊，跟别的支派都不一样。And
so from this you can see that these two tribes they were being the first and the leaders in everything, and they're completely different from the other tribes.
然后刚才是讲了犹大比较多，现在约瑟两个儿子以法莲、马拿西，他各成一个支派了。后来。And
so we've been talking about we've been talking about Judah, so now we're talking about Joseph again. So Joseph have two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh.
那么以后他们就各得一份地业，清楚显明约瑟代表得双份的长子。
And then afterwards, these two sons each have their own tribes, and then they each have their own land inheritance. So this clearly shows that Joseph represents the double portions as a firstborn.
那么分南北两国的时候呢，北国也叫以色列国。And
then when the kingdom was split into two, the northern kingdom is called Israel.
Yeah, 因为约瑟儿子以法莲和马拿西二个支派都在北国。And
that's because the sons, both sons of Joseph are in the north.
所以他们承继以色列这个名字。And
so therefore they inherited the name Israel.
而约瑟自己呢，最后死的时候归葬在示剑。And
then Joseph himself, when he died, he was buried in Shechem.
是神应许给亚伯拉罕后裔，就是单数的 seed， 指着耶稣基督的地。For
that is the land that God promised for the descendants or the seed of Abraham.
that is Christ.
And also that is Christ.
所以, 而且约瑟家后来他也得到伯特利为第一。
And also later on, Joseph's household also received the land of Bethel as part of their lot.
记得伯特利什么意思吗? 就是神的家, 天的门。
And so the meaning of Bethel means that the house of God, the gate of heaven.
那么旧约的先知书你就看见 多以以法莲与犹大，或者以色列与犹大，
，代表全部的以色列人。 And so in the Old Testament, in the books about prophecies, they always say Ephraim and Judah, or Israel and Judah, to represent the entire Israelites.
这个以西结书37章19节。
And then in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 19, it says,
他说，我要将约瑟 和他同伴以色列支派的杖，就是那在以法莲手中的与犹大的杖一同接连为一，在我手中成为一根。
And so Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 19, it says, Say to them, Thus says the Lord, that behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribe of Israel, his companions, and I will put them with it, and with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick. And they will be one in my hand. So everywhere you see in the recording Bible that these two tribes represent the entire Israelites.
Okay.
We can take a look at Psalm number
81.
This is very interesting. And when you talk about being a testimony, they mention two people. One is Jacob, one is Judah.
我们中英文一起念好了啊。
And so let's read the Chinese and English together.
81篇3节到5节。
Psalm 81, verse 3-5.
Okay. 当在月朔并月望我们过节的日期吹角，因这是为以色列定的律例，是雅各神的典章。 他去攻击埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证。我在那里听见我所不明白的言语，就是说，他其实意思就是说，他在约瑟中间建立出他的见证。
And so what is this saying? That is, he is building his testimony from among Joseph.
另外呢，我们就看见。 经过犹大和他玛的长子法勒斯呢一线呢，大卫王是成为全以色列第一个神所拣选的王。And
also, on the other hand, we see that through Judah's, through Judah and Tamar, eldest son Perez, his line, that the so King David became the first king that God wanted.
然后再传下去，就显明了耶稣自己就是见证的本身和内容。And
then this continued on, and to eventually to testify that Lord Jesus Himself is the body and also the reality.
所以你看见神用约瑟和犹大这两个人一先一后加起来，表现了耶稣基督是神的家。
And so God used Joseph and Judah, these two people, to one after the other, to bring in Jesus Christ, and who is the house of God, and also the gate of heaven.
我昨天晚上在仔细看，在思想的时候，突然发现一件事情。
And so last night, as I was meditating on this and thinking about a little bit more,
在49章雅各讲他12个孩子的预言里面。
And so in chapter 49, when Jacob is prophesying about his 12 children,
两个人的预言是突出的，一个是犹大，一个是约瑟。
And there are the two particular prophecies especially stands out. One is for Joseph, and one is for Judah.
特别讲到用 blessing 这个字的时候呢。
And especially when using the word blessing,
祝福的时候，你就会发现只有 讲约瑟的时候才提到这个祝福，而且很多次提到祝福。
He only used this word when he describes Joseph, and not only that, but he mentioned it many times.
这个就是 昨天晚上才看到的。
So that's something that I realized only last night.
这个就是约瑟，我们后来知道他是这十二个里面被 trained 最 hard 的一个。
And so Joseph, as we later realized, that he is someone who's been trained the hardest.
所以你如果有很困难的环境的话，你要晓得神正在祝福你。
And so if you find yourself in a very, very difficult situation, realize that God is actually training you.
我们要赞美这一位凡事按照他自己计划方法进行的神。
And we shall give praise to our God who execute his own plan in according to his own way.
虽然在他行事的开始的时候呢，很像都是隐藏的，我们都不知道是出于神。
And even though when he start taking action,It seems to be him, and we don't know it's coming from God.
但是他在神的内心的深处，他愿意被我们认识。
But yet, in his deepest part of his heart, he wants us to recognize and understand.
只要我们每一个人都一直的跟随他到底。
As long as every one of us are willing to follow him to the end.
最后必定可以认识他。
And eventually, in the end, you will get to know him.
我们也会真的爱他。
And we'll truly love him.
也使他宝贝我们的心肠能够得到安慰。
And also he can treasure us in him, in his heart, and so that we can receive peace.
我们一起祷告。
May we have word prayer.
爱我们的天父。
Okay, Heavenly Father who loves us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We praise and thank you.
虽然你的 discipline, 你的 training, 常常是非常的困难对我们来讲。
And even though your discipline and your training are oftentimes very difficult for us,
但是你从圣经的起初就告诉我们，这个实在是必须的。
But yet from the very beginning of the Bible, you tell us that this is a must.
愿我们都从约瑟和犹大的身上学习到这些功课。
For we have all learned these lessons from Joseph and Judah.
特别是在你快要回来的时间
especially near a time when you're about to return
让凡是你的孩子都准备好迎接你的再来
so that all your children can prepare ourselves to welcome your second coming
若是你愿意我们能够真正在这里成为你的见证拯救其他的人
Now, if you're willing that we want to become your testimony to help save others
愿你自己的名字得到荣耀
may your name be glorified
愿你自己的心肠在这里得到满足。
And may your heart be satisfied here.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.